Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 3rd of March 2008. Today's topic is blackbird singing. These past days I've been waking up early. A slipped disc makes lying awake painful, so I find myself at 4 a.m. sitting by the open window with a soothing cup of tea and listening to the blackbirds singing. There are two of them, and they sing at intervals. Each one has his own song and experiments with it. I try to play their songs on the keyboard, at some point falling into Blackbird Singing in the Dead of Night. The Beatles wrote that one with the civil rights movement in mind back in 68. I finish my tea and the sun's still not up, so I surf the internet looking for a good video of this song. No dice. Instead, I find another kind of blackbird. Her name is Amanda Baggs, and she's autistic. She's managed to make the internet her medium to communicate with the whole world. Using type-to-speech technology, she overcomes her disability. She stopped speaking in her early 20s. Not enough, she makes a film of what she has to say using video technology and uploads it to the internet, all by herself. So the internet has empowered her and others in a highly networked autistic and Asperger's syndrome online community. It has become to them what sign language has been to deaf people, a channel for them to communicate with each other and the rest of the world. What Amanda Baggs has to say is really interesting. She's translating what she calls her language for us, and she makes the point that, though we consider her strange, we're the ones who are confused. Nobody bothers to understand how she communicates, and with whom, why, or about what. My language is not about designing words or even visual symbols for people to interpret. It's about being in a constant conversation with every aspect of my environment. I'm just interacting with the water as the water interacts with me. It's quite strange to imagine that to her, a faucet with running water, or a window letting in sunlight, is just as relevant a conversational partner as you or I would be, perhaps more so, because she responds to sensations and feels water and sunlight very directly. It's such a different world, which makes communication so strenuous. But then again, the difference isn't absolute. After all, sometimes the best conversations I have are with blackbirds. Thanks for listening, and I hope you come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.